And let's do one more. We can do better. West Hudson Christian Center. We can do better. We can appreciate the woman. We can thank God. You know, when we are clapping, we are saying we thank God for such a woman that he has raised in this house. This woman has been here. How long have you been here serving?
Since 2007, so that's what, 15 years?
15 years, this woman has been prepared and molded. You said? Yes. 2012 years. For 12 years, she's been a blessing to us. And we can thank God and appreciate God for such people. You don't come across such many people in the world. So God bless you. We thank God Almighty. Thank you so much. May you go ahead, and we are willing to listen and be blessed by you.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, everyone. Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone. Let's try this again. God bless you, everyone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am so happy to be here today. My expectations of this, the children's event, has gone way more than what I have, what's in my mind. And actually, before we start, we have a small presentation of what we have been doing since Thursday, when they came here and they were rehearsing. And then when Friday and yesterday. So if you give us a few minutes so you can see what we have done in this event. Jeffrey?
Sometimes the world feels like a mess, full of drama, full of stress. And life puts a fist right in your ribs. You can hide if you choose to, and no one would even blame you. Or you can let them see how you deal with it. That even in the darkest place, his love can make you radiate. Doesn't matter how deep, how dark the night is, keep hoping, keep on shining. And they'll see his light burning in your heart. And if the road gets rough, just keep your head up. Let the world see what you're made of. That his love's alive in your deepest part. Like a flame, like a burning star, you can shine right where you are. Made you to glow in the dark. Don't be ashamed of your past if you're shattered like a piece of glass. The more broke you are, the more the light gets through. Show your wounds and your flaws. Show them why you still need the cross. Let them see the work he's doing in you. That even in the darkest place, his love can make you radiate. Doesn't matter how deep, how dark the night is, keep hoping, keep on shining. And they'll see his light burning in your heart.
Praise the Lord. That's what we did this weekend, starting on Friday. And we had such a great event on Friday. The worship was wonderful. All of you that were here, you saw how the kids, they were dancing, they were jumping. And Brother Michael brought this wonderful word on expectations. And we learned what expectation was all about. Now on Saturday, yesterday, we had a family carnival. And I really enjoyed myself with the kids. And we had a potato sack race, and they were funny because they weren't racing. They were actually running inside the potato. They would fall all over the place, but they didn't care. They just wanted to have fun. Praise the Lord. I thank God for every single one of you, for your support for the children's ministry. I thank the leaders for being here Friday and Saturday and today. Thank you for your support. Thank you, Pastor Barnes, for always supporting us, the children's ministry, the parents, for bringing, you know, for being there behind your children when we ask there's going to be rehearsals, bring them, they bring them, and they stay here and they help us. Thank you very much. We're going to start. I want to thank Sister Carmen here because she's going to be translating in Spanish for those that do not understand English. I know there's just a few, but it's okay. I want everybody to know what the Lord has brought for you. Praise the Lord. And before we start, I just want to let you know how this word expectation came to be so big. On Pentecost Sunday, you know that we had our service at 6 o'clock here. We didn't have morning service because we were hosting for the district. So, well, I ended up waking up early. And I was like, I need to hear the word of God. My spirit was saying, I need to hear the word. I need, before coming up here, because I was going to be downstairs with the children. So I put on Facebook, and the first thing that I saw was Rock of My Salvation in Newark, and they were doing a dance, a praise dance on the Holy Ghost. And what I did was I started singing and everything. And then when the preacher came, he was a guest speaker and everything, and he started preaching on Acts when the Holy Spirit came to the disciples and the ones that were waiting. The expectation that something was going to come and they were going to see something wonderful. But that word hit me, expectation. Waiting for something, knowing that something, believing strongly enough on a feeling, on something that is going to happen or will happen. And I was like, Lord, how can I bring it? Start giving me the words, start talking to me. And I started praying, I started fasting for this day. And throughout that whole month and a half, all I saw was when Pastor Barnes would talk, it would hit me. It was expectations, what he was telling us. When Sister Jumi in our leaders meeting gave a word from the Lord. In actuality, it was an exhortation from the Lord to us leaders. It was an expectation for us to be better, for us to be united. And I was like, Lord, you're talking to me. You're talking to me through people, through the word. But last Sunday, it was like, all I felt was totally overwhelmed that it was just a week away and I needed to be in front of you guys and I needed to talk and I needed to bring. And the enemy started, I kind of let like a bullet enter my armor of God. And it made a hole and the enemy got in there and the enemy was telling me, you're not good enough to be up there. You're not good enough to be a leader. You're not good enough to bring my word. And I just sat there and I was crying and I was telling, Lord, take this away from me. This is not me. I humble myself to you. I give myself to you. And it wasn't happening. I could not let go and I could not let go and I felt even more and even more. To such an extent that God had to use Pastor to ask that there was somebody that needed prayer. That I went and I got here in front and he took everything away and I felt that peace immediately. I felt that hole closed up and the armor intact again. And that today I could stand here and I could praise the Lord and I could bring you what God has asked me to bring to you. Because he gave me two words before I was here. He spoke into my heart. One of them is, I will never, whatever comes out of your mouth is from me. I will never leave you empty. And the second one is, take your fear and put it in the back. I am with you. So here I am with you. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, glory to God. Let's open our Bibles to Romans 8, 1 to 10. Praise the Lord.
La palabra en nombre del Señor, Romanos 8, versículo 1
al 10. And the word of the Lord reads, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subjected to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness.
Romanos 8, 1 al 10. Viviendo en el Espíritu, ahora pues ninguna condenación hay para los que están en Cristo Jesús, los que no andan conforme a la carne, sino conforme al Espíritu. Porque la ley del Espíritu de vida en Cristo Jesús me ha liberado de la ley del pecado y de la muerte. Porque lo que era imposible para la ley, por cuanto era débil por la carne, Dios enviado a su Hijo en semejanza de carne de pecado y a causa del pecado, condenó al pecado en la carne. Para que la justicia de la ley se cumpliese en nosotros, que nos andamos conforme a la carne, sino conforme al Espíritu. Porque los que son de la carne piensan en las cosas de la carne, pero los que son del Espíritu en las cosas del Espíritu. Porque el ocuparse de la carne es muerte, pero el ocuparse del Espíritu es vida y paz. Por cuanto los designios de la carne son enemistad contra Dios, porque no se sujetan a la ley de Dios, ni tampoco pueden. Y los que viven según la carne no pueden agradar a Dios. Mas vosotros no vivéis según la carne, sino según el Espíritu, si es que el Espíritu de Dios mora en vosotros, y si alguno no tiene el Espíritu de Cristo, no es de él. Pero si Cristo está en vosotros, el cuerpo en verdad está muerto a causa del pecado, mas el Espíritu vive a causa de la justicia. Amén.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's bow our heads and Sister Carmen's going to pray for the word.
Vamos a bajar nuestras cabezas y vamos a orar. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this word this morning, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this beautiful morning, Lord God. Lord God, give us wisdom, Lord God. It's all about you, Lord God. Lord God, that everyone here will listen to your word, Lord God. It is not our word, but it's your word, because your word is live. It is in your word, Lord God, in the Bible, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this morning, Lord God. We thank you for this service, Lord God. We thank you for the children, Lord God. We thank you for what you're going to do this morning. Gracias, Señor, por esta bella mañana, Señor. Gracias por esta palabra. Esta palabra es de ti, Señor. Es toda gloria y honra para ti, Señor. porque tu palabra es vida y la Biblia es vida. Gracias, Señor, por lo que va a hacer esta mañana con nosotros, Señor. Y gracias por nuestros niños, Señor. Seguir usándolos en el nombre del Señor. Amén.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I have titled this message, Life Through the Spirit. And I read this passage more than once, and I was...
Yo leí este pasaje más de una vez.
And I asked God, if this is what you want me to bring to your people, if this is the message.
Y eso es lo que le pregunté al Señor. ¿Eso es lo que quiere que yo hable como un mensaje?
In the first two verses, the Lord is telling us how He will not judge us as sinners, that we are free from the law of sin and death.
En los primeros dos versículos, el Señor no habla de
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's right. We'll continue. Okay. And how are we free? How do we say we're free? We're free.
¿Cómo dejamos saber que estamos liberados?
Well, we're free by following Jesus and bringing Him into our lives.
Traer a nuestro Señor en nuestra vida, así vamos a estar liberados.
By letting Jesus be our Savior, by asking Him for our salvation. Without Jesus, we have nothing.
Sin el Señor no tenemos nada. Sin Jesús no tenemos nada.
Our spirit will be dead if we don't have Jesus.
Nuestro espíritu será muerto si no tenemos a Jesús.
And one of the samples that I see is, I see sometimes people saying, oh, I don't believe in Jesus. Or, Jesus was a good man. He was a good prophet. He did wonderful stuff. But they don't believe Him as their Savior. They don't believe that He is the Son of God.
A veces veo gente que dicen, yo creo en Jesús. Él ha hecho muchas cosas, pero no oigo de que saben de que es Él el Salvador, nuestro gran Salvador.
That saddens me, because they don't realize that without Him, we are nothing.
Es una tristeza porque sin Él no somos nada.
And when we tell them, but He died for the humanity, He died for us, they say, oh, there's so many people that have died for us too. So and so died also. But let me give you a little secret. Nobody, no human has ever died for the world, for humanity, and no human has ever carried our sins on his shoulders. Past sins, present, or future sins. No one in this world, they may have died as parents, we might get in front of a bullet if somebody's going to shoot us to take care of our children. But are we going to do it for everybody? Did we die for every single person? Jesus did that for us. He went on that cross and He shed His blood for each and every one of us.
Mucha gente dice de que Él ha hecho cosas para la humanidad, pero no se dan de cuenta de que nadie en este mundo, nadie comparado, que Jesús murió por nosotros. No hay nadie que va a decir, voy a ir y me voy a lastimar o que me lastimen o que me maten por tal persona. Solamente Dios. Dios es el único que ha hecho todo por nuestros pecados y Él ha muerto por nosotros.
He made us victorious. He is victorious and He made us victorious when we come to Him in salvation. When we ask for His salvation. When we go and we ask for Him to forgive us our sins.
Él es victorioso y nos hace ser nosotros victorioso.
Am I perfect? No. I have a lot of imperfections and I have a lot of faults.
¿Soy perfecta? No. Yo tengo muchas culpa y muchos pecados.
But in Jesus.
Pero en Jesús.
And knowing that He's my Savior.
Y saber que Él es mi Salvador.
And knowing that He has forgiven me.
Saber que Él me ha perdonado.
I could walk with my head up.
Puedo caminar con mi cabeza para arriba.
Knowing that he is there for me.
Saber que él está ahí para mí.
That he has saved me.
Que él me ha salvado.
That I could go and ask him for forgiveness. That
I could
go and say, Lord, I sin. I talked about this person. I said this. I did this. But I'm asking you to forgive me.
Y poder decir, Señor, perdóname por lo que yo he hecho y saber que Él me puede perdonar.
Praise the Lord.
Alabamos al Señor.
Now, how can that happen? Let's look at verse 3 to 10.
Vamos a mirar de tres, el versículo 3 a 10.
Now, for us to be victorious, for us to have victory, we need to have this, the Spirit of the Lord in us. The Spirit of the Lord needs to live in us. And we need to understand what the Spirit of the Lord is.
Tenemos que saber que el Espíritu de Dios es.
We need to subjugate this flesh. We need to make sure that this flesh is subjugated. It is, we need to hold on and say, no, God is above everything. God is above our flesh. We need to walk with God.
Tenemos que saber que todo que hacemos es sobre la carne. Tenemos que saber que podemos caminar con nuestro Señor, que es con Jesús.
The flesh takes us away from God and His salvation. The flesh does not let us live in love. Do not let us live in mercy. Do not let us live in understanding. It takes everything away from us. It takes away even God from us.
En carne no podemos vivir. Tenemos que saber que Dios vive en nosotros. Y Él es misericordia. Él es todo que podemos esperar. Esto es Jesús para nosotros.
Praise the Lord. So we need to be obedient.
Tenemos que ser obediente a nuestro Señor.
We need to go and walk.
Tenemos que caminar y
walk with him.
Caminar con él.
He left us the Holy Spirit. He left us the Holy Spirit.
Él nos dejó el Espíritu Santo.
Not for us to just, you know, oh, it's there so he could, you know, be a lawyer to God. No, it's for us to listen.
Es para nosotros oír el Espíritu Santo. Por eso nos dejó el Espíritu Santo para caminar con él.
We have learned so much.
Hemos aprendido mucho.
When we read, you know, our flesh is so weak.
Nuestra en carne es, somos bien débil.
We ourselves, we're very prideful. We're full of vanity.
Somos bien orgulloso, mucha vanidad.
We love to look good. We want to do the best of everything.
Queremos vernos bien, hacer todo perfecto en todo que hacemos.
In our humanity,
en nuestra humanidad,
if we didn't have Christ,
no tenemos a Cristo,
this would be, oh, I'm glorifying myself because este I'm up here worship, I'm up here, you know, preaching.
Esto es para decir como que glorificar a nuestro Señor. Solamente dejar saber que estoy aquí al frente y hablando del Señor.
So, but no, I had to go and I had to tell the Lord, take everything out of me that
pero
you
no.
do not want inside of me. Let your spirit abide in me.
Pero no, dije, Señor, úsame a mí.
I had to go and pray.
Tuve que ir
I
y orar.
To go and cry unto
tuve
him.
Que llorar a él.
That's why
por eso,
he broke me last Sunday.
Él me rompió el domingo pasado.
That's why he wanted me to come.
Por eso él quiso que yo viniera.
And for me to be broken.
Y para yo estar
because he needed to make a new person out of me.
Porque él tenía que ser una persona nueva en mí.
He needed to know he wanted me to know what it is.
Él quería saber qué lo que es.
Subjugate my flesh and let the Holy Spirit come in me and let him guide me.
Dejar el Espíritu Santo que caiga en mí, dejar que él me guíe en mí.
And that is what I want from our children.
Y es lo que quiero de
for our little ones. I want them to understand that for them to let God come inside, for them to let the Lord be part of their lives always.
Para que ellos sepan que Dios está en su vida siempre.
I love the way they pray.
Me amo como ellos oran.
They can be nervous.
Ellos pueden estar nerviosos.
But they will come up here and they will pray.
Pero ellos vienen acá y inmediatamente se ponen a orar.
And they're so honest.
Y son bien honestos.
That what comes out of their mouth.
Que lo que salen de su boca.
Sometimes will make us laugh, but at the same time, it's the truth.
No hacen reír, pero en verdad es la verdad cuando dicen su cuento.
They're very simple.
Son bien sencillos.
They use simple words.
Usan palabras sencillas.
But it comes from deep inside of them.
Viene derecho de adentro de ellos.
And sometimes.
Y a veces.
We use eloquent words, and we come up here and we praise the Lord and we do so many things, but are we doing it for God?
Y a veces nosotros venimos aquí y lo hacemos con palabras bien bonitas, pero estamos en realidad haciendo cosas para nuestro Señor.
Are we? Are we letting God talk to us?
¿Estamos dejando que el Señor hable a nosotros?
Are we letting the Holy Spirit abide in us?
¿Estamos dejando que el Espíritu Santo
esté dentro de nosotros? It is time that
es
we open ourselves
que abrimos a nosotros mismos
to let the Holy Spirit
dejar el Espíritu Santo
start growing in us more.
Crecer más y más a nosotros.
It is time
es tiempo
that we start being afraid.
Dejamos de estar con miedo.
To stop being afraid of what God wants from us.
Tener miedo de lo que Dios quiere de nosotros.
Sometimes we're so afraid to go outside and preach the word. We're so afraid to say, "The Lord lives. God is your savior."
A veces tenemos miedo de ir afuera y predicar y decir que nuestro Señor es Salvador.
Praise the Lord. But I will tell you this: our children do not have that fear, and God is with them, and His Spirit is with them because they don't care. They go out there and they say Jesus loves you, and they don't care who they tell it to.
Pero nuestros niños no tienen temor. Ellos van y hablan bien sinceramente, dejando saber de nuestro Señor Jesús.
They go out there and they pray, even in school.
Hasta en la escuela.
They're not afraid.
Ellos
they
no
will go
miedo.
And they will pray for their little friend.
Ellos oran a sus compañeros de la escuela.
We as adults,
nosotros como adultos,
we start looking around.
Estamos mirando alrededor.
And we forget God is with us. We forget that we have His Spirit inside of us.
Nos olvidamos que tenemos a Dios y tenemos el Espíritu de él adentro de nosotros.
And what do we do?
¿Y qué hacemos?
We go, "Oh, I'll pray for you at my church."
Y luego nosotros lo único que dejamos saber, "Oh, sí, voy a hablar con usted en nuestra iglesia."
But God is telling us, no, sometimes they need that prayer right then and there. Sometimes they need you to hold their hands and say, "Lord, heal this person," or "Take care of this person," or "This person needs this. Help them."
A veces necesitamos solamente decir, "Ahora mismo voy a orar por ti ahora mismo." Es lo que nosotros necesitamos hacer, e inmediatamente orar por esa persona.
One verse in the Bible that I actually love.
Un versículo que a mí me gusta en la Biblia.
Is from Matthew 17:20.
Es Mateo 17:20.
Which is the mustard seed.
Que es de la semilla de la mostaza.
And the verse goes, "Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible."
Mateo 17:20. Jesús le dijo, "Por vuestra falta de fe, porque de cierto os digo que si tenéis fe como un grano de mostaza, diréis a este monte, pásate de aquí allá y se pasará, y nada os será imposible.
One of the things I learned is that
una de las cosas que yo he aprendido es
that Jesus, when he exhorts us, when he tells us that we're not doing something, that we are not having faith,
cuando Jesús nos dice no tenemos fe,
he gives us something,
nos da algo
substantial to hold on to,
para aguantarnos.
He shows us, he gives us examples.
Él nos da ejemplos.
And a mustard seed is so little.
Y un grano de mostaza es bien pequeño.
And the mountains that he's talking about is our problems.
Y la montaña que él habla es nuestros problemas.
And those problems could be sickness.
Y esos problemas pueden ser enfermedades.
It could be financial.
Financialmente.
It could be relationship.
Relaciones.
It could be problems, anything.
Puede ser problema, cualquier cosa.
But God says,
pero Dios dice,
if you have a tiny little faith,
si tienes
like
fe,
this seed,
como, and you, como esta semilla de mostaza,
it will start growing.
Crecerá.
If you start watering it,
si le va a echar agua,
how you water
como le pone
your faith, como by reading the word,
leer la palabra,
by praying to God,
orando a nuestro Señor,
talking to him,
hablándole a él,
being in fellowship with your fellow friends, your the congregation, coming to church, listening,
viniendo a la iglesia, estar con sus amistades aquí de nuestra iglesia.
I learned three things.
Yo aprendí tres cosas.
With this mustard seed.
Con esta semilla de mostaza.
The first one was on June 12.
La primera fue en junio 12.
2012. And when my daughter got diagnosed with cancer.
Cuando mi hija fue diagnosticada con cáncer.
When we told my mom, her grandmother.
Cuando le dejamos saber a la abuela, a mi mamá.
My mom started crying.
Mi mamá empezó a llorar.
But my daughter ran to her and hugged her and said, "Mom, Grandma, don't cry. Jesus has healed me."
Mi hija corrió donde su abuela y le dejó saber, "No te preocupes, Jesús me ha sanado."
Now she took that seed and she stood on top of that seed and she stood on top of those words. Did that mountain left? No. Did that mountain start shifting? Yes. Why? Because she started believing that she was healed already and she would not let nothing stop her.
Mi hija inmediatamente le puso decir agua y era la fe. Y esa montaña nunca se movió. Y ella clamó que estaba sanada.
Now, I learned that I should have said that.
Yo hubiera dicho eso.
That I should have gone and said, "You are healed.
Yo hubiera
God
dicho,
is with you.
Tú estás sanada. Dios está contigo."
But my mind was, "What doctor am I going to take her? Who am I going to take her to? What am I going to do?"
Pero inmediatamente yo pensé, ¿en qué médico la voy a llevar? ¿A dónde la voy a llevar? ¿En qué hospital la voy a llevar?
God took her and her sickness to tell me, "I am the one."
Dios llevó a ella a esa enfermedad y dejar saber a ella. Y para yo entender que yo soy el que la voy a sanar.
That he was the one. Nobody else but him.
Nadie más que él.
The second time.
La segunda vez.
Was when here we are. And she comes up to me. And she goes, "Mommy, shave my hair."
Aquí ella vino la segunda vez cuando lo que pasó. Y me dice, "Mami, afeítame la cabeza."
So there I am sitting down. She's sitting down and I'm about to shave her and I feel droplets on my hand. And I thought I was crying and I didn't want her to see me crying. You know, I didn't want her to, I wanted her to see me strong, that I was strong for her.
Y aquí estaba yo afectando a ella y sentí unas lágrimas en mis manos.
Especially since I have told her, don't worry, hair grows. You don't need to worry about that. You'll be okay, it's going to grow and everything. And I'm thinking, I am crying, why am I doing this?
Y aquí estoy yo con esa fe, dejándole saber que no te preocupes, todo va a estar bien. Y aquí están mis lágrimas por mi hija.
But I then realized that it wasn't me, it was her crying.
Pero realicé que no era yo, era ella llorando.
And I went up and I said, don't cry, mama, don't, you know you're going to be okay. You know, if you're angry, it's okay for you to tell God you're angry. If you're angry, you could tell him. You could tell him why. You could let him know, even if you're angry with him, why. And she started, all of a sudden I see her, her shoulders are shaking up and down. She was laughing.
Pero lo único que le dije, si tienes coraje, no te preocupes, que todo, que está bien si tienes coraje, pero solamente saber que Dios está ahí. Y sentí cuando ella estaba temblando.
And I look at her and she goes, Mom.
Y la miré a ella y me dice, Mamá.
Why am I going to blame God for something that is not his fault?
¿Por qué voy a culpar a nuestro Señor que no es culpa de él?
You have always told me when it rains on the poor, it rains on the rich, it rains on all. Everywhere.
Siempre tú me has dicho que no importa, la lluvia viene al pobre, al más rico, no importa.
So why am I going to now blame God because I have cancer?
¿Por qué voy a culpar a Dios y decir por qué tengo cáncer?
This is not his fault. This is not my fault. This just happened.
Solamente qué pasó, no es culpa de él.
She continued moving with the mustard seed, the mountain, with her faith.
Ella continuó con su semilla de mostaza, con su fe.
That was for me.
Eso era para mí.
Because I was angry.
Porque yo tenía coraje.
I was hurt.
Yo estaba dolorida.
I wanted the why. Why was my daughter sick?
Yo decía, ¿por qué? ¿Por qué ella está enferma?
Why did you do this to me?
¿Por qué hizo esto a mí?
But he didn't do that to me.
Pero no hizo esto por mí.
But I also needed to grow.
Yo estaba ahí solamente para crecer.
And the third time was when she asked me, Mom, am I going to make it?
Y la tercera cosa que pasó, ella le dice a su mamá, voy a llegar. Voy a pasar por esto, mamá.
And I said, am I going to die? She goes, and I'm like,
ella me dice, yo me voy a morir. Y yo dije,
I'm going to, how can you tell your child?
¿Cómo le puedes decir a tu hijo?
No, you're not.
No, tú no vas.
Those are words, but inside of me,
pero dentro de mí,
I was like, Lord,
Dios,
I don't know if you're going to take her.
Yo no sé si te la vas a
llevar. I don't know what is going to happen.
Yo no sé qué va a pasar.
But I went and I looked at her in the eye. I said, look at me.
Miré a los ojos de ella y le dije, mírame a mí.
And I said, who do you come from?
¿De dónde tú vienes?
And she just kept looking at me and I said, again I tell you, who do you come from?
Y de nuevo le dije, ¿de dónde tú vienes?
And she goes to me, from God.
De Dios, ella dice.
Who is your father?
¿Quién es tu papá?
God.
Dios.
Who is your savior?
¿Quién es tu salvador?
Jesus.
Jesús.
And I said, so.
Y yo dije,
you stand firm. Don't let your seed dry up.
Párate bien derecha y no deje que tu semilla se seque. Continúas.
That was again for me.
Eso también era para mí.
Because I kept thinking, Lord,
porque
is she going to get better?
Ella se va,
Lord,
sanar.
Can
Dios,
I trust you?
¿Puedo confiar en ti?
And God needed to let me know.
Y Dios,
in a lot of ways, it was like a father giving pow pow to a child. Are you listening to me?
Y Dios tuvo que dejarme
Don't
saber.
You see her faith? That she's walking in faith?
¿No ve que ella tiene
that
fe?
I have lit her path and she's walking in that path.
Que ella está caminando en ese
that she is continuing
camino,
there.
Y ella está continuando.
And you,
¿y tú?
Instead of you going forward, you're going backwards,
¿y tú?
Thinking this.
En vez de estar yendo derecho, está yendo para atrás, pensando en esto.
No.
No.
I had to subjugate my flesh. I had to let the Spirit of the Lord come inside of me again and take
el Espíritu entrara en mí y que me llevara de nuevo.
For the Spirit to be part of me again.
Para que el Espíritu me llegara a mí de nuevo.
Because if Christ is in me,
pues si Cristo está en mí,
I could move mountains.
Yo puedo mover montañas.
If I subjugate my flesh, if I say no, I would not do this.
Si dejo que sujeto en mi carne,
the Spirit of the Lord will be in me.
El Espíritu va a estar en mí.
Let our flesh die.
Dejar que nuestra carne muera.
So our spirit comes forward.
Para que el Espíritu entre derecho a nosotros.
We need to be one with the Lord.
Tenemos que ser uno en Dios.
We need to always be one in the Lord.
Siempre tenemos que ser uno en nuestro Señor.
Praise the Lord.
Te alabamos, Señor.
Let his armor always be with us.
Dejar que la armadura siempre esté con nosotros.
And when you feel that it's got a little dent.
Cuando nos sentimos que está un poco doblado.
Don't be afraid.
No tenga miedo.
To come up here to the altar.
Para venir aquí al altar.
Kneel down.
Para arrodillarse.
And ask the Lord.
Y preguntar al Señor.
To heal you again. To make you one again.
Que sane a ustedes y que le hagan solamente una en él.
Don't be afraid.
No tenga miedo.
A lot of people see the altar.
A mucha gente ve el altar.
Like if it was for sinners only.
Para mirar como si fuera para solamente para pecadores.
But it's not.
Pero no.
It's to heal you.
Para sanación.
It's to give you strength.
Para darle fuerza.
Is to bring you together as one body.
Para estar junto en un cuerpo.
So if you ever need prayer,
si alguna vez necesita oración,
just come here.
Solamente venir acá.
And the intercessors will come and pray over you. We do not need to ask you what you are praying for unless you want to tell us.
No tiene que dejar saber de qué necesita la oración, solamente venir y podemos ayudar en oración, pero si no deseas decir para qué, solamente venir y orar.
You need healing?
¿Necesitas sanación?
Come to the altar.
Venir al altar.
You need God to talk to you?
¿Necesita Dios que hable a ti?
Come to the altar.
Venir al altar.
Don't be afraid.
No tenga miedo.
And don't see the people.
Y no mira a la gentes.
Because we are no one.
Porque
to judge anyone.
Nosotros no somos nadie para juzgar a nadie.
Praise the Lord.
Te alabamos, Señor.
I want you to bow your heads.
Quiero que bajen sus cabezas.
My Lord Jesus, I thank you.
Gracias, Señor.
I thank you for your word.
Gracias por tu palabra.
I thank you for you being here with us.
Gracias por estar aquí hoy día.
Bless each and every one.
Bendecir a cada cual aquí.
That are here today, Lord Jesus.
A todos los que están aquí hoy día.
Thank you, Lord, for what you have given me today.
Gracias, Señor, porque todo lo que me ha traído a mí hoy día.
Thank you, Lord, for the word.
Gracias por tu palabra.
And I thank you, Lord, for always being here with us, for your spirit abiding in it, each and every one of us.
Tu espíritu estar aquí en cada de nosotros.
And for your Holy Spirit being here at West Hudson Christian Center.
Por tu Espíritu Santo estar aquí en West Hudson Christian Center.
I ask for forgiveness.
Pido por perdón.
From all of us, Lord Jesus.
Por todos nosotros, Señor.
If we have failed you.
Si hemos pecado
I ask, Lord Jesus,
te digo, Señor,
for you to forgive each and every one of us.
Perdona a cada cual de nosotros.
I ask for you to unite us closer.
Señor, únenos junto.
Bring us together, Lord.
Tráenos juntos, Señor.
As one body.
Como un cuerpo.
Lord Jesus.
Señor Jesús.
I thank you.
Te doy gracias.
For all that you have done for us.
Todo lo que ha hecho por nosotros.
Amen.
Amén.